The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spies, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live from Oaksdale, Washington, in the heart of the Palouse for a first-round Southeast 1B League Tournament basketball game between the DeSales Lady Irish under head coach Nick Hazelfine and the Lady Irish 8-4 in the Grape Division of the Southeast 1B Conference and are 11-9 overall. As they are the number 3 seed, they travel up here to Oaksdale to take on the Oaksdale Lady Nighthawks under head coach Heidi Perry. They finish the Wheat Division in the Southeast 1B with a 10-2 record for second place. They are an impressive 16-2 overall. It will be a real challenge for the Lady Irish to try to stick with the Nighthawks here on their home floor in the first round of this league tournament. It's the postseason, and when we come back for the start of the pregame show, we'll talk about the tournament bracket and where everybody wants to get, and that is Spokane in the first week in March state tournament. Fun time of year, postseason basketball. We'll have the pregame show. You're listening to it when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house-label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life. Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at Oaksdale High School. Both teams out warming up. One of my favorite small school gyms in the heart of the Palouse here in Oaksdale, Whitman County. If you're an old school listener to Irish sports, it used to be the old Southeast 1B versus the Whitman County League. And now the Whitman County League and the Southeast 1B have combined and morphed into one league over many transitions over the years. One, two, three, five rows of bleachers on each side. They're new bleachers. They're the hard plastic with the wood flooring, and they're enclosed, which means theoretically you can't fall through them or drop anything through them. They have the old wooden bleachers for many, many years. And they've got the band very small school, Oaksdale, but they've got their band that has all five rows of one section of bleachers across the way, and they're entertaining the fans in the pregame here. Let's take a look at the league standings to end the season and take a look at the bracket. Okay, in the Southeast 1B Girls Grape Division, Yakima Nation Tribal finished the regular season undefeated in division play, 19-1 overall. In fact, they lost their last game of the regular season to spoil their opportunity for an undefeated regular season record, and they are currently ranked number 3 in the state RPIs. Liberty Christian finished second in the Grape Division at 9-3. They are ranked number 15 in the RPI poll. The Lady Irish finished 8-4. They are third in the division and 11-9 overall. Sunnyside Christian is the fourth place team at 7-5. The top four teams in your division end up advancing to this league tournament. Prescott at 4-8, Touche at 2-10, and Walla Walla Valley Academy rounded out the Southeast 1B Grape standings. They did not make the postseason. In the wheat division, Garfield Palouse ran the table in the wheat division, going 12-0. They are 17-2 overall. They are ranked number 2 in the state. Oaksdale, 10-2 in the division, 16-2 overall. Their only losses to Garpal. Oaksdale's girls are ranked number 5 in the state. It'll be a tall, tall test for the Lady Irish in this one. Pomeroy's girls were third in the wheat division at 8-4, and Tico Rosalia squeaked into the postseason with a couple of nights wins down the stretch with a 6-6 record. On the boys' side, the boys' broadcast will be tomorrow, but the Irish boys, they finished 13-1, tied for first in the Great Division, 17-3 overall, and are ranked number 5 on the boys' side. By a tiebreaker, the athletic directors get together and draw numbers 1 through 8 for every team in the division. And if you get number 1, that means you will hold the tiebreaker against everybody. And the Irish boys' tiebreaking number was not as good as Liberty Christian's, so Liberty Christian gets a 1 seed. Now, if the tiebreaker is not used, if it's going to end your season, so if you have a tie for 4th place, and those two teams would have to play it off because you can't have your season ended just because you didn't draw a very good number. So does Liberty Christian is 1 seed, DeSales is a 2 seed. The Irish boys will play tomorrow at home at DeSales at 6 p.m. versus Pomeroy. So that'll be a home game for the Irish boys to start out the tournament. Sunnyside Christian at 10-4 on the boys' side finished third, and Touche at 7-7 finished fourth. So that's a quick peek at the boys' side of the standings for the impacts to sales. Let's take a look at the bracket for the girls. This is considered game number 1 in the bracket. It's considered game number 3. Game number 1, Pomeroy at Liberty Christian tonight. Garfield Palouse hosts Sunnyside Christian. We're here in Oaksdale, where the Irish will take on the Nighthawks. And then the bottom of the bracket, game number 4, Tico Rosalia travels to Yakima Tribal. The winners will play Friday at their higher-seeded school in a winner's bracket game. The losers today will play loser-out games on Friday at the higher-seeded team. If the Irish can somehow pull off a huge upset against Oaksdale, they would play a winner's bracket game Friday versus the winner of the Yakima Nation Tribal and Tico Rosalia contest. If the Irish should fall into the loser's bracket, they would move to game number 7, and they would take on the loser of number 1 Garpal and number 4 Sunnyside Christian. And that game would be likely at 6 p.m. on Friday at DeSales. So it's a 4-game week. The girls will play on Wednesday and Friday. The boys will play on Thursday and Saturday. The boys, they will match up. Just a quick note. The boys will match up, as I mentioned, in Pomeroy. That's game 1 in the bracket. The boys win, they would play Saturday versus the winner of Touche at Garfield Palouse. If the boys should be upset by Pomeroy, they would drop into a loser out game and play the loser of Garfield, Palouse, and Tucci. Now, if Tucci somehow upsets Garpow and DeSales loses, then DeSales would have to travel to Garfield, Palouse for that loser out game. Otherwise, the Irish will host both Thursday and Saturday. That's the boys. The basic deal with the bracket, you've got to win two before you lose two. You got two chances to win those two games this week at home sites, and then next week on Wednesday and Friday, the tournament moves to Dayton, Washington, and you get, again, two chances to win one game if you make it that far. And if you survive the league tournament, which five of the eight teams involved will survive this league tournament, you advance to district play. And if you finish in the top four district, you are guaranteed a game at state regionals, I think. And if you don't, your season is over. So a fun time of year. A league tournament, a district tournament, state regionals, which is a one-game deal. And then if you survive all that, you're at the state tournament in Spokane, Washington, starting March 4th. Fun time of year. We'll be right back with the more pregame notes on Lady Irish basketball in the postseason. You're listening on 94.1 FM KTSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
Listen to Irish radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Oh, yeah, I got it. We're back live here at Oakdale, Washington, home of the Lady and Boys Nighthawks teams. Girls League Tournament Round 1. The Lady Nighthawks will be to my left as I sit up against a cinder block wall in the top row of the stands. And the Nighthawks in the home white uniforms with the dark blue numbers. The Lady Irish will be in the road forest green with the Vegas gold numbers, and they're warming up down to the right. The Lady Irish have won four of their last five games, so they're finishing up strong. They had a busy four-game week last week, beat Wava on Monday, lost a tough one at Liberty Christian. That game would have got the Irish into second place. They lost that game 48-44, being outscored 19-10 in the fourth quarter. The Irish girls were ahead until the fourth quarter comeback by the Patriots. And that would have put the Lady Irish at the number two seed. But we are where we are. But the Irish responded nicely under head coach Nick Hazeltine. Beat Sunnyside Christian on Friday to clinch the third seed by a score of 58-43. And then Saturday they closed out the regular season also at DeSales with a convincing 47-7 win over Tucci. The pluses of the season so far, especially late in the season, the Irish offensive execution and their game plan continues to improve, and versus base defense. Now, what I mean is so a team that's in their 2-3 zone or a man-to-man, or maybe even they switch defenses. But the defense and rebounding have been really consistent all season long. The problem the Lady Irish keep running into is unforced turnovers, and then the turnover issues just ramp up when a team chooses to put pressure on the Lady Irish, whether it's a full court press or just in your face player to player defense in the half court. So the Irish girls have to find a way to improve in those areas if they want to be one of the teams that advance to the district tournament at the end of this 2-week league tournament. Remember, you've got to win 2 before you lose 2. The Nighthawks, like I said in the opener, they've only lost 2 games, both to Garfield Palouse. They are a very, very good team. Number 2 in the Wheat Division, number 5 in the state. And the only team they've lost to is Garpal, who's ranked number 2. The number 1 team in the 1Bs in the RPI is Nia Bay. And this time of year, you get on that WI website and you can look at the RPI rankings. Those start to matter somewhat because at the end of all the district tournaments, so make one final computer ranking, then they will seed all the teams into the state regionals and state tournament brackets. And that gets to be a lot of fun. But there's a ways to go before that. 3 weeks of league tournaments for 2 and district tournament for 1 week. The Irish girls played Oaksdale back on January 20th at DeSales. We'll talk about that when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at Oaksdale. Both teams have huddled up along the sidelines, and their band is really impressive. They're about to play the national anthem, so we're just going to stay here. And when that national anthem starts, I'll turn up the crowd mic and we'll listen to it. Lady Irish and Oaksdale played back on January 20th. And Oaksdale's girls beat the Lady Irish 59-29. They are a very, very good team. It was a competitive first half. The Irish girls were down 28-20, but they got away from us in the second half as we were outscored 31-9. They are a very tall team. And they just overwhelmed us with their second half defense. And so now here's the national anthem.
Thank you.
I like that. I hope you could hear that okay on the crowd, Mike. They have the flag that comes down from the ceiling as well, but our flag, which comes down vertically, their flag comes down parallel to the floor. And then you probably heard it, the band finishes the national anthem, and while the flag is being retracted, the drummer continues to give the drum beat. I really like that. And their band was impressive. Both, they've got to be one of the top bands in the Southeast 1B. Our band is great under head coach, band director Phil Lynch. We're a little small in the numbers at times, but we're small but mighty with the Irish Pep Band. Okay, let's go ahead and look at the starting lineups for this ball game. And the Irish girls are a little shorthanded in a very, very important area. Teresa Holtzinger, the 5'4 sophomore point guard who leads the Irish girls in every category, every positive category, is home ill and will not play in this game. Gretchen Ferraro, a 5'2 eighth grader, who's one of the first players off of Coach Hazentine's bench, also will not play. So when we played Oaksdale back on January 20th, we were missing three players. Lindley Donnelly, Audrey Casso, and Tessa Mendoza, three of our top seven. So we're shorthanded again, and missing Teresa is going to be a huge deal. But a chance for the other Lady Irish to really kind of get after it and try to build some momentum with a good effort into this league tournament. Who knows? Maybe pull off a huge, huge upset in this one. And then during warmups, an Irish player, Brooklyn Frazier, got bonked in the head and had a bloody nose. They had a trainer from Tika Rosalia helping her out. She's got the cotton swab up her nose, and hopefully she'll be able to play a little bit too. So a shorthanded Lady Irish team against the number 5-ranked team in the state. We'll see how it goes. Starting for Oaksdale, and head coach Heidi Perry will announce Megan Kreider, a 5'6 sophomore, as a starter. 19 points the last time these teams played. Braden Henley, a 5'10 senior. You can hear their height. Grace Perry, a 5'10 junior. Evelyn Goyke, a 5'11 sophomore. She did not play when these teams met in January 20th. And Lila Kajak, a 5'3 sophomore. She also did not play down at DeSales on the 20th. For Coach Hazeltine, Lindley Donnelly gets the start tonight. Peyton Benavidez, a 5'8 junior, will start. Maddie Ortuno, the 5'4 senior. Tessa Mendoza, the 5'6 freshman. And Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman, will start. And we're underway as the Nighthawks control the tip. They'll work down to my left. I'm on the top row of six rows of bleachers. The Irish coaching staff directly below me. Irish in the 2-3 zone. Long jumper by Kreider. Won't go. Rebound by the Nighthawks. Kajak gets it. She kicks it back out. Now down low with it is Perry. Perry puts up a shot. Won't go. Rebound Ortuno. So the Irish, good defense, survive an offensive rebound. And now Benavidez will bring it up front court for the Irish. Peyton, a junior, will play the point guard, it looks like. Mason down the right wing. Player-to-player defense by the Nighthawks. Up top it goes to Donnelly. Donnelly looking inside. Nobody open. Ortuno now comes to the right elbow with it. Shot clock is down to 10. Now Mendoza at the top of the key. Irish struggling to get somebody open. Mendoza gets it to Ortuno, and she'll fire up a long one. If the shot clock goes off, it's an air ball and a shot clock violation. So the Lady Irish ran their offensive pattern well, but no one could shake loose of a Nighthawk team that is very fundamentally sound on defense. A minute into the ball game, neither team has scored. Each has had one possession. Gets the high post to Henley. Henley's 15-footer won't go. Long rebound off of Perry's knee into backcourt. Henley's going to chase it down, and she'll push it back into front court. She's got those bright orange, I guess you'd call that. There's so many different color schemes now with tennis shoes. Now Perry with it on the left wing. Left baseline goes to Leah Hayner. No, check that. That's Goyke. Goyke's shot won't go. Goyke, 5'11". She didn't even play in the game down at the sales. And as I babble about that and try to get Goyke's face with her number, the Nighthawks lose the ball off their hands out of bounds across the way on the sideline. Full court pressure, player to player. They get into Donnelly. Dribbles out of a double team ball, knocked away. She gets it back. Still in back court. And now bounce pass into front court to Benavidez. Peyton normally plays in the low post. Now she's the point guard. Get to Ortuno on the right wing. Kreider's right in front of her, and she travels. So in your face, player-to-player defense, the Irish girls have an air ball as the shot clock horn sounded and then a traveling call on their first two possessions. Neither team has scored, though. Got to keep playing the great defense and try to keep this close. And there's a wide open player shooting a three. It's an air ball. That was by Kajak. How do you say that? Kajak? Kajak?
Check.
Check. Better. Okay. Lila, check. She, as I mentioned, check and is it Goike?
Goik.
Goik. Check and Goik did not play down at the Sales. There's a full court pass attempt by Mendoza, stolen the half court by Goik. Then she has it taken back by Donnelly to Ortuno. Ahead to Mason. Mason puts a shot up and won't go. Still no score. The Sales just forced a steal and had a tough look at a lay-in. Now Henley comes up and shoots a three, and it's short and out of bounds. So we're 5:43 into the ball game. The shorthanded Lady Irish are in a scoreless tie. Full court pressure by the Nighthawks. Get to Benavides. Benavides up the right sideline, getting shadowed strong by Perry. Perry slaps it away. Oh, she was stepped. Ah. Oh, and there's a foul. Perry was really, really aggressive with Benavides all the way up the sideline. No call. And then the ball was knocked away right in, down below me. And Perry, it's a tough call for the official, but Perry was slapping at the ball and her foot was out of bounds while she was doing it. Should have been our ball there. But it's a foul on Perry, and the Irish will inbound against the pressure. Long pass at Corto Ortuno, off her hand and out of bounds. Now Audrey Casso will be the first substitute, so still no score, 2.5 minutes into the ballgame. Ortuno will sit down. Audrey Casso, 5'7 junior. So apparently, the Irish were missing three players on January 20th, three of our top seven. But apparently, the Nighthawks were missing two players. And a check will fire long three. It's off the iron, won't go. And it hits the top of the backboard on the carom, and it'll be back to the Sales. So 5:26 to go, first quarter. Still no score. Mendoza inbounds it to Mason. They sag off Mason, so Addison will bring it into front court. Nice shot by Addison. Then she's reaching on. Ball's knocked away. And now I've got a whistle and a timeout by Coach Hazeltine. And Coach Hazeltine got a little comment in there to the official saying, hey, our girl got called as she fouled as she crossed the timeline. The official said, Anyway, I can hear it all, for better or worse. I'm 5-6 rows away from the huddle. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Still no score. 5:18 to go first quarter. So the Irish girls, they've rebounded well. They've forced a turnover, but they've got to find a way to handle the pressure of the Nighthawks and need a little help from the officials because they are right up in our girls' mush when they're dribbling up court. But they're very fundamentally sound. They move their feet. It's when you stop your feet and reach with your hands when you get the foul calls. Mendoza gets it in the left corner to Mason. Pass that low to Benavides. Slapped away by Perry. The ball's loose. Kreider's got it. She loses the handle back. She gets it back from the floor and gets it up to Perry. Perry pushing it hard into front court. Now to Kreider. Kreider open from three. Donnelly comes out on her. Now they get it to check on the baseline to Goik. To Kelly. Or Henley. Back to Goik. Back to Henley. Henley goes inside with the shot. Off the mark, but she's fouled. So check has missed a couple three-point attempts. She's a sophomore. And that time she did not shoot. She got it to the high post to Henley. Henley had 18 points when these teams met on January 20th. Foul was on Mendoza, her first. Henley's free throw's off the mark. So at the 4:55 mark of this first quarter, neither team has scored. Each team has one foul. Henley, 5'10" senior there, a tall team. Henley's second one also off the mark. Mason with a good block out against Goik. Mason in front court to Donnelly. Finds the open player up top to Casso. Casso will back between the circles now and set it up. I think the Lady Irish have to shoot at their first opportunity. There's a pass stolen by Henley. Henley goes the other way and lays it in with the left hand. The Irish run that player-to-player offensive pattern. And there's a cross arm against Mason. Ball knocked away. Ball's loose. And diving on the floor is Donnelly, tied up with Kreider. If a player is dribbling to their right and the defender who's facing them, your left hand is your ball side hand. When you reach across the chest of the other player with your right hand and try to knock the ball away, in my opinion, that's a foul. And given that there's contact. So we got to get some calls there to help us out a little bit. They get inside to Perry. Out to Henley. Three on the way left wing, and it's good. Braden Henley, the 5'10 senior, a tough matchup. She can score inside, and then she hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones three. And at the 4:11 mark of the first quarter, the Night Hawks are up 5-0. Lady Irish still looking for their first points. They had one contested lay-in, hit the rim. Other than that, hasn't worked out too good. And Perry knocks it away from Mortuno out near half court, and then it's knocked away from last touch, they say, by Ortuno. First substitution for the Night Hawks is Autumn Roper, a 5'5 sophomore, who comes in for Evelyn Goik, who is 5'11. So their starting lineup was 5'10, 5'10, 5'11 from the height side. Right wing pass to Roper. Up top to Henley. Leave her wide open for three. She'll take it and she'll hit it. Second Hank Warden Edwards Jones three. So DeSales, defensively, there's choosing to sag off certain players, and they might have to change that strategy against Henley. Perry right up back with Benavides, who gets it into front court. Perry, a very good defender. Pass on the left wing to Ortuno, slapped out of bounds. Grace Perry, a 5'10 junior, is a very good defender. She's got long arms, long legs, and good footwork. She shadowed Teresa Holtzinger all over the floor on January 20th. And Teresa got her 15 points in that game, but had to work for them. And now Teresa not available due to the illness, and that's a big problem for the Irish. Perry swings it to Henley. Pass inside, stolen by Benavides. Benavides with Perry meeting her at half court. Benavides will keep the dribble. And now pass over to Ortuno. Ortuno loses the handle. Pressing on her now is number 24, Paige Eads. And a turnover. And Benavides is going to get a break as Brittany Martinez checks in, 5'4" freshman. Cross-court pass goes over to Roper, to check, to Perry, back to check. Check dribbling up to right to Kreider, right corner to Henley, three on the way. She's got it. Braden Henley has hit three straight Hank Warden Edward Jones threes, and the Nighthawks have opened it up an 11-0 lead. Bree Martinez, a freshman, dribbling up court, has it knocked away, and it's a jump ball. The shorthanded Lady Irish just trying to keep their effort level high and build some character here and get to the second round. Win or lose, both teams will play again in this tournament. Bree Martinez gets into front court, gets a pass off to Mendoza, still out near half court, 15 on the shot clock. Now Mendoza is stripped by Perry. Perry's going to come the other way, head to check, and check lays it in. 13-0 Nighthawks. Well, it took them about 2.5 minutes to get going. Then Braden Henley scored 11 straight points. Mason loses the ball on the sideline across the way. Saves it into Mortuno at the left elbow. She got away with a travel. Wild pass inside. Mason runs down the loose ball. Get inside to Mortuno. Mortuno shot is up. It's an air ball. And Perry is fighting for it on the deck. Mason out. Fights her for it. Gets the ball and shoves it out to Mortuno, but she can't save it. But I love the hustle by Addison Mason. Perry was on her feet reaching down for the ball, and Mason dove for the ball. So the Irish are doing everything but score there as far as an effort level goes. Just, they're so panicky against this very, very good defense that as soon as they think they have a shot, they're just kind of throwing it up. And Ellery Brown, a 5'6 freshman, has checked in. Coach Heidi Perry getting a lot of players in the ball game. Henley and Perry and Kreider, three starters, are still out there. And there's a shot by Perry from the right wing. Another Hank Warden Edward Jones three against the Irish zone. 16-0, the fourth three-pointer of the first quarter. Like I said, it took them 2.5 minutes to get the shooting eye in touch. Now there's a steal and a throw down to the other end for a wide-open lay-in by Grace Perry. Nick Hazeltine calls timeout. 1:04 to go first quarter. Lady Irish now down 18-0. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at Oaksdale, Washington. At the 5:30-ish mark of the first quarter, there was no score in this game. And then Braden Headley, the 5'10 senior, quit playing in the low post, moved out beyond the three-point line, and hit back-to-back-to-back Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, and it's been all Nighthawks since then. As they continue to press, Mendoza has her first pass knocked out of bounds. She gets it back, and they'll try again. She gets it to Mason. Mason in the front court goes all the way inside, kicks it to Donnelly. Eight-footer up and in. Addison Mason broke the pressure, found Donnelly, and Lindley finishes the shot. Irish get on the board with 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. There's a pass cross-court to Autumn Roper. Back over to Goik. Goik swings it over to Perry. Perry is the one player that hasn't sat out yet. She's got the ball now between the circles. Left wing to Check. Check drives baseline, cut off, gets it to Roper. Now Roper gets it back from Check. Takes a shot inside, won't go. Rebound, Mason. And so it was an air ball. Mason got the rebound. The shot clock horn sounded. Mason stopped. And now they said it's a jump ball, not a shot clock. Yeah, shot clock is not automatic stop play. They didn't blow the whistle. So it's just one of those unfortunate things. Addison got the ball as the shot clock horn sounded. She paused. They tied her up, jump ball. But the Irish knock it out of bounds off of the Nighthawks. And here comes Mason the other way, all the way. She can't hit the shot, but she's fouled. Addison Mason has taken it straight down the court, coast to coast, on the dribble three times. Nice job by the freshman. And she'll go to the free throw line. The effort level has been excellent by the Lady Irish in their face, even though they are facing a lot of adversity. First free throw is good by Addison with 7.3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Irish down 18-3 now. Addison's second one, and it's off the mark. Rebound Perry. They'll push it the other way. Perry gets it to Check. No room to shoot. Back out to Perry, and she's fouled with 1/10 of a second to go by Tessa Mendoza and Nick Hazeltine. Just says you got to have your hands straight up. So that's a learning experience for the freshman Tessa Mendoza. Perry hits the first free throw. And it's now 19-3. Second one is also good. Well, if you can keep the effort going, not get discouraged, and learn from everything that's going on here against the number 5 team in the state, you can find a way to have some momentum going into a ball game on Friday. And Perry hits all three of them. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. So a tough end of the first quarter. The Irish get confused on a shot clock horn. They don't give up points on that possession, then foul a three-point shooter with 1/10 of a second to go in the first. Lady Irish down 21-3 after the first quarter. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. The Irish down 21-3. Braden Henley, a 5'10 senior for the Nighthawks, 11 first quarter points. Grace Perry, a 5'10 junior, 8 first quarter points, including 3 for 3 from the line there right at the end. For the Irish, Lindley Donnelly has our only field goal, 2 points, and Addison Mason, 1 of 2 from the line. The Sales will start the second quarter with the basketball. Check guarding Lindley Donnelly. She comes across the timeline. Gets the ball in the right wing for Casa. Stolen away by Henley. Henley to Check. Check will lay it up off the mark. Rebound Casa. Casa loses it out of bounds. Goik and Check were both there, and Audrey turned to go up court and lost it out of bounds. So they got a break there with Check missing the layup. Kreider will inbound it. She led the Nighthawks in scoring with 19 on January 20th. She has not scored yet. They swing it over to Brown, a freshman who's in the ballgame, to Goik. Now to Kreider. Kreider with Mendoza right under, drives to the left elbow. Now to the corner to Goik. Goik, no room to shoot, out top to Henley. She loses it off her hand. 9 on the shot clock. Henley's going to drive. Finds Goik on the baseline. 15-footer is good. They are a good team. Very good team. Goik's first field goal. And most of their shots are nothing but the bottom of the net. 23-23. Nighthawks, 7-10 to go first half. Benavidez, who rested the last couple minutes of the first quarter, is back in at point guard. Kreider right on her. She spins inside and bounces it off her own foot. And now Check's got it. Check to Kreider. Kreider into front court to Henley on the right wing. Back up top it goes. To Ellery Brown, Donnelly on her to Sales. Brown throws it in the middle, stolen by Benavidez. Goik is back. Benavidez takes it in on her and hits the deck. And that's going to be a block foul on Goik. And so the Irish will inbound under the basket at the down to our right. Donnelly's going to come out and then Ortuno in. So Casso, Ortuno, Benavidez, Mason, and Mendoza on the floor for the Irish. Pass to Benavidez, little 8-footer. She's got it. Irish execute the inbound play inside. Got a screen for Benavidez. The Irish are tied with the Nighthawks here in the second quarter at 2-2, but they're down 23-5 on the scoreboard. Left corner to Henley. Up top to Kreider. Irish back in a 2-3 zone. That last possession they were playing, it looked like player-to-player defense, but I could be confused on that. Maybe they're just being more aggressive in the zone. There's a pass in the left corner to Megan Kreider. She hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones 3, 26-5, Nighthawks. The Nighthawks have now hit 5 from field goals from beyond the arc. Mason looking inside. Pass for Benavidez, knocked away by Ellery Brown, stolen away by Brown. Brown, a freshman, good defense. In the front court to Henley, to Kreider, to Brown on the left wing. Now Check with it, deeper on the left wing. Now to Henley inside, kicking the corner to Goik. Swing it over to the right corner to Kreider. Kreider dribbles right to left. Now to Brown, to Check, to Kreider. Kreider drives to the foul line, back to Check. Left wing three on the way. She's got it. Nothing but the bottom of the net. So 4 different players have hit Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3. Check missed several early in the ball game, but she's was right on there. Nothing but net. Then the Nighthawks take the press off. Now Casso. Casso at half court or between the circles with the ball, and then she just kept backing up with the pressure defense and stepped on the half court line, turned it over. So the Lady Irish have tried 3 different players at the point guard, and it hasn't worked out too well. Addison Mason getting the ball in backcourt with a defensive rebound or a steal and just taking off the other way has been the Irish best formula for success. Henley drives to the elbow, drives all the way in, puts it up off the iron, won't go, rebound Ortuno. Good block out by the Lady Irish in the dark green forest green road uniforms. There's a pass from Benavides too high for Donnelly and out of bounds. Irish turned over. DeSales runs a lot of screens where the girls from the wings come down and set screens on the block and players pop up. But the Nighthawks are beating them to the passing lanes. Swing it over to Kreider. Kreider down low to Perry. Perry kicks it out to Check. Check down low to Henley. Henley, little left-hand hook shot off the mark. Won't go. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up and in. The 5'10 senior has 13 points. 31-5. Nighthawks, 4.5 minutes to go, first half. Donnelly will try her hand at the point guard position. Henley on her. Now left wing to Mason. Down low to Casso. Casso goes up strong with the left hand, too strong. Rebound to Kreider. Irish ran the offense well. Got Kreider open on a screen. Just shot it too hard. Henley's shot won't go. Casso with the rebound. Audrey picks up her dribble at half court, and we'll get it to Benavides. The Nighthawks starting to sag off a bit in the player-to-player defense. Ortuno fires a three. It's an air ball chased down by Casso. Fire at will. You got to do it. Got to get those shots up. Now Donnelly with it. Shot clock at 12. Lindley drives right to left. Perry Henley cuts her off. Now up top to Ortuno. Goes right through her hand. Stolen away by Check. Check to Kreider. Kreider cut off by Donnelly. Donnelly hits the deck. No call. Pass back inside to Kreider after he kicked it out to Check. Kreider tries to save it from going out of bounds. Casso comes up with the loose ball. Ahead to Benavides. Tooth far ahead of her, and then Peyton trying to run down the errant pass, collides with Perry, and goes out of bounds, and last touch by Perry. Mendoza checks in for Mason. 3:38 to go for first half. 31-5, Lady Irish trail. They've been outscored 10-2 here in the second quarter. And Casa picks up her dribble, gets it out top to Perry. Perry to Mendoza. Perry pushed right in the back, and now they get it to Donnelly. Now to Casso. 12-footer on the way off the iron. Won't go. Rebounded inside by Schlundiger. Schlundiger ahead to Henley. Henley goes up on Casso, and that's going to be a foul on Casso. And two shots for Henley, stopping the clock with 3:11 to go first half. 31-5, Lady Irish down. There's been some real aggressive play in the player-to-player defense. Perry's a very good defender, but she'll get her hand out and hand check in. And she had a forearm right in the back of Casso a moment ago, or was it Donnelly? It doesn't matter. Didn't get called. And the Irish need to get some of those to go their way to have any kind of success. Perry hits the second one after missing the first one. 3, 5, 7, 10. Oh, she hits them both, excuse me. I missed the first one. Perry is 5 for 5 from the line. She slaps it away from Benavides, and Casso chases after the loose ball. Perry comes after it and knocks it away out of bounds. Perry is all over the place defensively. The Irish girls, really, with Teresa Holtzinger home ill, the point guard for the Irish, arguably the best point guard in the Southeast 1B, definitely the grape division. There's a ball stolen by Perry. Ahead to Check. Irish hustle back. Check misses shot. She gets her own rebound. Gets it to Roper, and Roper scores it. 35-5. The sales girls have to be able to find a way to push the ball up the court and not pick up their dribble until they know who they're passing it to. It's too much of just picking up your dribble, and then you have no chance. They get to Benavides. 18-footer straight away. She's got it. So Benavides got open at the top of the key, just a step on the three-point line. Benavides' second field goal. Irish down 35-7. Now get it to Check. Right wing to Henley. Down low it goes to Perry. Perry shot off the rim, won't go. Rebound Casso. Audrey's had several rebounds since coming into the ballgame. Now Mendoza with it. Mendoza, the freshman, will come up court. The Nighthawks, all players inside the three-point line now picking up their defenders. So they're taking some pressure off. But now Donnelly turns and Perry takes it away from her. If you turn and put the ball right in front of somebody's face, Perry misses the lane, gets it back, misses again, and Mendoza runs down the rebound. Now she's trapped and tangled up, jump ball. So Perry continues to be the ball hawker on defense, but missed an uncontested lane, got the rebound, missed it again. Now she'll inbound it in the corner to Check, up to Goik. Cross court it goes to Roper. Back up top to Goik. Now in the mid post to Perry. Kick out to Check. Artuno comes out. Her check goes by her, and then her pass knocked away and out of bounds. The Irish girls continue to play hard on defense. They're just outmatched. And Coach Heidi Perry, the Nighthawks, is going to take a timeout. She's done a good job mixing and matching her players. Up 35-7, 1:36 to go in the half. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
After the Oaksdale timeout, they'll inbound down to my left underneath their basket. Coach Perry, probably an inbound play they wanted to work on. They get into Goik, and Goik fires it too long. Air ball. And Ortuno with the rebound. Nighthawks coaching staff like, oh, they drew it up, got the shot, didn't make it. Casso at the top of the key. Left wing pass to Donnelly. Perry right on her. Now, Lindley has got to go, why me? Now they get to Ortuno. Ortuno looking to pass inside. Ball knocked away from her from Roper. She gets it back. Now she's picked up her dribble again. And now they get to Casso. Three on the shot clock. Casso's going to fire it as hard as she can, and it's short on the shot clock, and that'll be a shot clock violation. The Sales girl, as I said in the opener, they do a nice job of executing the pattern of their offense versus whether it's versus player to player defense or zone defense. What they don't handle well is when you have player to player pressure in your face. And then Bree Martinez, who just checked in, gets tangled up with Goik. They both fall down. Pass inside. Casso comes up with the loose ball. Audrey Casso has been around a lot of loose balls in the ball game. 5'7" junior gets it right wing to Mason. Mason with Roper, take her, they keep saying, and she will. She goes by her, then has it knocked away. Now Ortuno has a loose ball. Perry right on her, no room to shoot. Finds Donnelly down low. Donnelly's shot won't go, but she's fouled. The coaching staff saying, take her, is when they're out up in your face outside the key area and you haven't dribbled, you got to go by them or try to. And Mason went by Schlunninger. Schlunninger slapped it away, and then Ortuno able to keep it alive and found Donnelly open underneath. Lindley's got, she scored the only field goal of the first quarter. The only points field goal of the first quarter for the Irish came with 48.2 seconds to go in the quarter. The foul was on Check, her first. Donnelly misses both free throws. Rebound Perry. Perry looks to push it. Donnelly checks her at the timeline. Now left wing pass goes to Goik. Goik with Bree Martinez on it. Brianna Martinez. I'm just calling her Bree. They get in the corner to Roper. Roper's three won't go. She runs down her own rebound near her half court. Actually more closer to the top of the key. And 3 seconds in the half. Now they miss the shot. Inside rebound by Roper. She scores it and beats the buzzer. Everything going the Nighthawks' way, and they've earned it with great effort and great talent. They're up 37-7 against an Irish team that's playing very hard but is shorthanded by a lot. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. DeSales down 37-7. Well, when I gave the starting lineups, I broke the news. Most people back in Walla Walla probably already knew it. Teresa Holtzinger, 5'4 senior. In my opinion, the best point guard in the grape division for sure. Ill and not able to play in this one. She had 15 points when Oaksdale came to DeSales January 20th. The game the Irish lost 59-29, but we're actually in the ball game. Down 8 at the half, but missing Teresa is a big deal. Gretchen Ferraro is also ill. Now, when they played on January 20th, the Irish were missing 3 players due to illness: Lindley Donnelly, Audrey Casso, and Tessa Mendoza. 3 of the top 7 players that Coach Hazeltine rotates in. And so when I'm working on my notes, I'm thinking, you know what? We got our 3 girls back. We've won 4 of our last 5 ball games. Maybe we can hang in here and do some things against Oaksdale and get some confidence going into the second round and of the tournament, maybe even pull off an upset. But when I found out that Teresa Holtzinger was not suiting up, she is just a huge part of what Coach Hazeltine's trying to do with his girls. And obviously you can't control that, but you can control your effort, and the girls have played very hard. The first 2.5 minutes of the ball game, neither team had scored. The Irish were getting and the defensive rebounds against the taller Nighthawks, who weren't hitting their shots. But then Braden Henley, a 5'10 senior who had 18 points on January 20th, she had a field goal on a drive to the basket. Then on the next 3 possessions, she moved out beyond the 3-point line against the Irish zone defense, and she hit back-to-back-to-back Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes, 11 straight points, and it was all Nighthawks from then on as they outscored the Irish 21-3 in the first quarter. A Lindley Donnelly lay-in, or excuse me, a 5-footer off a pass from Addison Mason, the only first quarter field goal for the Irish, and that came with 48.2 seconds to go in the first quarter. Benavidez, Peyton would hit 2 field goals in the second quarter for the Irish for their 4 points, and the Nighthawks would get points from 3, 4, 5, 6 different players and scores 16 second quarter points. Everything's going right for them. They're obviously the better team. Grace Perry, for example, she had a 3 and a 2 in the first quarter, then got fouled with 1/10 of a second to go in the first quarter, shooting a 3-pointer. So they got a gift of 3 free throws, and she made all 3 of them. And then at the buzzer of the first half, the Irish played good defense. Ball bounced off the rim. Roper grabbed it, threw it up at the basket, and it went in at the buzzer. So everything going Oaksdale's way. And if this game stays at 37-37, the Irish girls will fall into the loser's bracket. We'll take a look at those brackets for the league tournament when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues.
Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back at the half. Irish down 37-7. Both teams out shooting their warm-up tosses. A quick look at the brackets for this league tournament. The Irish girls are here playing in game three, and it's looking like they'll be in the loser's bracket. They will move over to game eight, and they will play the loser between Yakima Tribal and Tico Rosalia. If Tico Rosalia loses the ball game, they would play the Lady Irish at DeSales Friday at 6 p.m. If Tico Rosalia upsets Yakima Nation, the number one seed out of the Great Division, then the Irish girls would have to travel to Yakima. So the Irish girls will play Friday, likely at home, versus Tico Rosalia at 6 p.m. And the way these brackets work, there's eight teams trying for five spots in the district tournament. You've got to win two before you lose two. Now, tomorrow, the boys will be starting their league tournament. They will host Pomeroy at DeSales. The Irish take the number two seed in the Grape Division against Pomeroy, the number three seed. That game will be at DeSales at 6 p.m. If the Irish win it, they would play Saturday against the winner of a game between Garfield Palouse and Touche. If Garfield Palouse beats Touche tomorrow, the Irish would travel to Garpal. If Touche upsets Garpal, then the Sales would host Touche Saturday. If the Irish should lose to Pomeroy, then they would drop into the loser's bracket and play in game seven, and they would play the loser of the Touche-Garpal game. That's a quick look at the bracket. We'll have second half action when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Lady Irish will play offense to my left in front of the Irish bench to start the second half. Mason, Donnelly, Mendoza, Fortuno, and Casso on the floor. Peyton Benavides, who started the first half, is not on the floor right now for the Irish. Coach Hazeltine just trying to get his girls to try to execute against a very, very good team. And Fortuno tangled up with Kreider over on the left wing. They're going to call a jump ball in the possession in favor of the Nighthawks. Nighthawks first possession of the second half. Check, Perry, Goik, Henley, and Kreider on the floor to start second half. And there's a ball knocked away from the Nighthawks, and the Irish pick it up. So good defense by the Irish there, forcing the turnover. Casso into front court between the circles. Picks up her dribble, gets it to Donna, to Ortuno. Ortuno between the circle, check on her. Can't find any room to get by her. Picks up her dribble at the top of the key. And now she's tied up. Once the ball handler picks up the ball and loses their dribble, and then the rest of the Nighthawk players play great deny defense. And another jump ball is called. So 9 on the shot clock. The Irish will inbound under their basket. Mendoza looking to get inbounds. And then it's kicked by the Nighthawks, so they'll reset the shot clock, and Peyton Benavidez is going to check in. Maybe that's the best offensive plan for the Irish. Get the ball down in the key somewhere, throw it off of a Nighthawk player or somewhere down the baseline, and then run your inbound play. Mendoza looking for an open player, trying to find Benavidez, lobs it over top of Goik to Benavidez, puts it up, leaves it short, gets her own rebound, puts it up, won't go, gets it again, misses again, rebound Mendoza, ball's loose on the floor, Goik's got it. Peyton had two looks, just couldn't quite get it to go. Henley to check in the left corner to Kreider, Irish hustle back. Down low goes to Henley. Henley's shot is short, rebound Mason. Neither team has scored here in the second half. Mason on the drive right side, and she crossover dribbles, has it knocked away as it goes flying out of bounds over in the mainly empty section of bleachers across the way. A couple of Irish fans sitting over there. In the corner to Mason on the inbound. Down low to Benavidez. Double team, gets it around the double team to Casso, who lays it in. Benavidez double team, found Casso open, and the Irish score the first basket of the second half. They lead the second half 2-0. Goik inside to Kreider. Kreider splits the defense, has a shot blocked by Casso and out of bounds. Off of Casso on the out of bounds, but nice defense by the Lady Irish. Perry to inbound it down to my right under their basket into Kreider. 3 on the way. She's got it. Megan Kreider's Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3. The Nighthawks made 6 of those in the first half. That's their 7th of the game. 40-9. Irish down by 31 points. Mason out top. Perry on her. She drives to the basket, kick out to Benavidez. Now Goik's on Benavidez. Benavidez takes Goik inside. She's fouled. Good ball fake on the three-point line, and Benavidez attacks the basket. Foul on Evelyn Goik, the 5'11 sophomore, her second. First foul on either team here in the second half. Mendoza has 2 fouls for the Irish of their 3. Benavidez's first free throw is good. Peyton's got 5 points. Irish in double figures, down 40-10. Nick Hazeltine sends Donnelly and Mendoza beyond the half-court line to get ready to play some defense. Benavidez hits both free throws. Peyton's got 6 of the Irish's 11 points. And DeSales winning the third quarter so far, 4-3. Check on the left wing of it, back up top to Perry. Lady Irish playing very good fundamental defense. There's a pass up top to Perry, knocked away by Mendoza and out of bounds. Last touch by Mendoza, but good effort for the Lady Irish. There's been no fall off in the effort. You know, you're down by 30 points, you might see a lack of effort, but the Lady Irish have ramped up the effort, if anything. Perry gets a left corner to Goik. Shot clock is down to 2. Perry gets it, fires a 3 at the buzzer. It won't go, so DeSales, girls' defense against the starting 5 for the Nighthawks force a shot clock violation. Well, 5:30 to go in third quarter. At the 5.5 mark of the first quarter, there was no score in this game, and the Irish are hanging right in there. And then Braden Henley scored 11 straight points, and it's been all Nighthawks offensively since then. But nice recovery here to start the third quarter. Donnelly takes a shot from straightaway, banks it off the iron, won't go. Rebound Perry, but good looking shot. Now Perry gets the ball stopped on the dribble by Donnelly. Now there's a cross-court pass from Goik to Check. Check right in front of the Nighthawk bench has it stripped by Casso. Caso gets it to Benavidez. Good defense by the Irish. They've given up this one field goal here in the third quarter. Benavidez between the circles. Right wing pass goes to Mason. It goes between her legs, and sliding after the loose ball is Check. And she takes the feet out from under Mason. And good sportsmanship as Check helps up Mason. But a foul on Check. Into the game for the Nighthawks is Autumn Roper, a 5'5 sophomore. Roper had 4 points in the first half, including that buzzer-beating rebound putback to end the first half. They lob it inside for Mason, stolen by Perry. Perry is a great defender. She comes the other way, gets it to Kreider. Kreider goes around Caso and lays it in. Kreider had 19 points on January 20th, just one field goal, a three-pointer in the first half of this one. And she scored all five of the Nighthawks' points. And now Mendoza has Lindley passed it to Tessa. She didn't even see it coming. It hit off her shoulder. Now, but the Irish get it back. Now Donnelly's between the circles. Pass the high post to Benavidez. Ball fake on Kreider. Trying to push her down low. She will. Puts the shot up on go. Gets her own rebound. Leaves it short. Gets her own rebound again. And she's fouled. So Peyton Benavidez, a 5'8" junior, backing down Kreider at 5'6". Left it short. Got a rebound. Left it short again. Stuck with it. And the foul's on Braden Henley, her first. Now, if you're a Nighthawk coach, Coach Perry's probably saying, we got to get after those rebounds. Benavidez, who has 6 points for the Irish, and hits the first free throw. Peyton getting some confidence at the line. She's 3 for 3, and all three of them have been nice, high-arching, good rotation, and nothing but net. Peyton's second free throw is off the iron short. Rebound Roper. Roper to Kreider, down the baseline to Check. 17 feet away, won't shoot. Outside to Henley. Henley will. She'll fire the three. It's off the mark. Long rebound. Donnelly beats Roper to the ball. Lindley gets it into front court. DeSales playing a very nice third quarter. And now Mendoza called for traveling. Henley is right on her. Henley kind of smiles because she was giving her a pretty good push and didn't get called for it. But Coach Hazeltine just kind of biting his lip a little bit on that one. Oh, and then Mendoza, not so subtly, comes over and swipes at the ball against Henley and gets her right across the face. Henley was a little more subtle. She had her hands down low and got Mendoza in the hips. So that's Tessa's third foul. Swing it to Henley. Now right corner pass goes to Kreider. Kreider back up top. Keep in mind, Mendoza, just a freshman, as is Mason. There's a shot by Check. It's an air ball. Goes right to Kreider. Now to Henley. Henley, three on the way. Out the back iron on go. Rebound tipped. Mason's got it. Henley's back. Mason's going at her. Going to go right up, go up strong, and miss the shot. Rebound by Roper, but I like the way Mason challenged the shot. Now in the front court to Perry. Right corner to Check. Down low to Henley. Back up to Perry. To Roper. Back to Perry. The Irish have tied the Nighthawks in this set third quarter 5-5, but not now as Perry gets the ball 8 feet away and in the key and puts it in. 44-12 Nighthawks. But a much more competitive third quarter than the first half was. 2:53 to go in the third. Mason at the elbow. She'll take the shot off the iron. Won't go. Rebound by Perry. The sales got to be more shot, shoot first mentality. And there's a long pass after the rebound to Check, who is behind the defense. She lays it in. Nighthawks score 4 in a row and lead it 46-12. Timeout to Sales. So the Irish had a really nice run competition-wise here in the third quarter, but Nighthawks have now scored 2 in a row. Nick Hazeltine wants to talk it over. 46-12, Lady Irish trail, 2:35 to go third quarter. When we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Irish will inbound the ball after the timeout. Brianna Martinez is checked in as Addison Mason's going to get a break. They get the high post to Benavidez. Ball knocked away. Goes right to Ortuno. She'll fire a 15-footer out there. Won't go. Gets her own rebound. Goes up strong on Henley's shot. Won't go. Rebound Perry. Perry going the other way. Check is behind the defense again. Now Casso cuts her off. Now Donnelly slaps the pass away, but goes to Perry to Henley. Henley for three. She's got it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. They're eighth as a team of the ball game. The Nighthawks have now scored seven in a row after the Irish had tied them in this quarter 5-5. They get to Ortuno. Finds Donnelly open for a second, but the bounce pass is stolen by Perry is what I was trying to say. And now they get into front court to Brown. Brown to Perry. Swing it to Roper. In the corner to Check. Three-pointer on the way. Won't go. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. They say last touch by Casso. And Madeline Schloninger checks in for Henley. Henley sits down with 16 points. Four. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, threes for the 5'10 senior. Perry inbounds it to Roper. Roper fires the three. Won't go. Long rebound. Casso got it. Knocked away by Brown. And now picking it up is Schloninger to Perry. To Check. Down low to Roper. Right corner to Schloninger. Up top Perry. They're really swinging the ball against the Irish zone. Now with it is the freshman Brown. They swing it back to Schloninger. Quick passing to Roper. Roper's three is good. Their passing is impressive, and their three-point shooting is impressive. 9 three-pointers now in the ballgame. There's a collision between the circles as Check contacts Donnelly. They've been getting away with a lot of that, and it certainly wouldn't make a difference in the ballgame, but the officials have really let the player-to-player defense be physical. Foul on Check is her third. Irish inbound it. Bree Martinez to foul line. Goes to take a shot, knocked away by Perry. Gets it back and gets it to Donnelly, who lays it in. So Bree Martinez had it knocked away briefly, but then tipped it right to Donnelly, cutting to the basket. Irish down 52-14. 30 seconds to go in the third. Up top it goes to Check. In the lane to Perry. Down low to Schloninger. Her shot won't go, but she's fouled. Actually, that's Roper. Roper, 5'5", sophomore. Nice entry pass by Perry. And the foul is on Casso with the foul. Thought he said 15 for a second. That would be Natalie Hernandez, who's not in the game. And Roper misses a free throw. Nighthawks have got points from five different players here in the third quarter. They lead it 52-14. We're down to 14 seconds to go in the third. Roper hits the second free throw. Ortuno inbounds to Donnelly. Donnelly in the front court. Check. Checks her there between the circles. Now to Martinez. Martinez gets it to Casso. Deep three on the way off the backboard. Nothing else. Benavidez gets the rebound. She's fouled on the putback. Benavidez has collected quite a few offensive rebounds. And the foul is on Schloninger. And it's, I wasn't paying attention to the buzzer. The buzzer sounded, but the foul had been called. So with no time on the clock here in the third quarter, Peyton will shoot two free throws. She's 3 of 4 from the line. Make it 4 of 5. Peyton's got 8 points, 5'8 junior. Irish down 53-15. So after only scoring 7 in the first half, the Irish have 8 here in the third quarter and will make it 9. Peyton Benavidez, very good from the free throw line, 5 of 6 from the line. And they're going to say that's the end of the third quarter. DeSales down 53-16. We'll be right back for the final 8 minutes in this first round league tournament ball game from Oaksdale on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The Nighthawks will start the fourth quarter with the ball. A shot from the corner by Schlundinger off the mic. Irish with the rebound. Ortuno is racing the other way and has it knocked away from behind by Madeline Schlundinger. DeSales girls were down 37-7 at the half. They get beat in the third quarter 16-9. So the Irish hung in there. Each team had actually scored 5 points in the second half down to the 2:38 mark. And then the Nighthawks went on a 7-0 run. But DeSales competing much harder. Well, they've competed hard the whole ball game, but they're having some success on offense against the Nighthawks in the second half. Pass inside for Benavidez, knocked away, chased down by Mendoza. Shot clock's at 2. Ortuno will miss it way short from deep out front. The Nighthawk defense has been really, really impressive. And the shorthanded Lady Irish, I've mentioned a few times, Therese Holtzinger, the 5'4 sophomore, starting point guard for the Lady Irish. And their leading scorer, leading rebounder, leading pretty much every stat in a positive way is home ill, as is Gretchen Ferraro, another player that comes in off the bench. And there's a pass swung around to Henley for a 3. And Coach Perry's girls are definitely rounding into postseason shape. Neither team scored for the first 2.5 minutes of this game, but they have really went bombs away against the Irish zone. Their 10th. Hank Warren, Edward Jones, 3 of the ball game. Henley's got 19 points. Up top with it is Mendoza. Pass right wing to Mason. Mason loses the handle, gets it back. Now as it tips it over to Ortuno. Shot clock at 8. And the Irish just continue to have a hard time getting into their offense as the ball's knocked away from Ortuno over in the far right corner from my vantage point. So 7 seconds on the shot clock. The Irish got to inbound the ball and find a way to get a shot up. Benavidez and Mason are on the low blocks. At the elbows are Casso and Donnelly. Mendoza to inbound. It passes out top to Benavidez. Benavidez on the dribble drive has it slapped away and taken away by the Nighthawks. Schlundinger ends up with the loose ball, gets it to Kreider. Kreider and Goik, the only starters out there for the Nighthawks. And pass the corner knocked away by Donnelly. She knocked it away from Ellery Brown, who's also a freshman. A lot of young players out there. Mason and Mendoza for the Irish are freshmen. Brown for the Nighthawks is a freshman. She's got the ball, gets it right wing to Roper. Back up to Brown to Goik. Goik, right wing pass goes to Roper. Roper drives, cut off, kick out to Goik. Goik shoots 17-footer straight away out the back iron, won't go. Rebound tipped by Mason and out of bounds. Bounces up over the matting and down to our right and behind the stage in this old gymnasium. Beautiful dark blue curtains there. And the ball went right through the center of where the split's in the middle. So they retrieve it and they'll inbound under the basket. Up top to Kreider. Kreider pass inside for Roper. Ball's loose for a moment. Gets it back now and knocked away again. And Mason has it. They head to Mendoza. To Casso on the right wing. Casso driving right side, cut off by Roper. Benavidez wants the ball thrown out towards Benavidez, and now it goes into back court, and she'll pick it up, and they say over and back violation on the Irish. Wasn't hoping that maybe a Nighthawk had tipped that. So the Irish turn it over. 4:10 to go. Running clock now at 56-16. It's a 40-point lead. They inbound it to Roper. Roper's shot won't go. Rebound by the Irish. Mendoza's got it. Nighthawks hustle back. So we'll have running clock the rest of the game. Swing it to Benavidez. She'll catch and shoot a 3 from the left wing. Off the iron won't go. And there's a foul. Mason pushed Goik in the back. That's Addison's first foul, actually. And now Ortuno and Bree Martinez check in. And Coach Hazeltine will put Natalie Hernandez into the ball game as well. Benavidez, Mendoza, and Mason all check out. Coach Hazeltine trying to figure out a rotation that can try to stay competitive, stay healthy, and get Holtzinger and Ferraro healthy and try to win a loser out game on Friday at DeSales, probably against Tico Rosalia, unless Tico Rosalia upsets Yakima Nation Tribal tonight in Toppenish. If that happened, then the Irish would have to travel to Toppenish. Hernandez with the ball at the top of the key, pass over to Artuna, knocked away by Kreider. Megan Kreider, 5'6 sophomore starter for the Nighthawks. And Goik, a starter as well. They're still in the ball game. Now we got a whistle and a reach-in foul on Kreider as she knocked the ball away. It's her first personal. Casso to inbound it. Gets it up top to Martinez. Knocked away by Goik. Loose ball picked up by Kreider. Nighthawks into front court. Get it to Roper. Roper to Goik. Back up to Kreider. Now Donnelly knocks away from Kreider. Donnelly steals it away from Roper now. Gets it ahead to Hernandez. Hernandez picks it up on the baseline. Back to Donnelly. Catch and shoot. Three off the back iron. Like that sequence, except for the miss. Donnelly with the steal. Now there's a steal inside as they trapped Brown. It goes to Hernandez. Natalie Hernandez comes in and gets a bucket. Timeout. Nighthawks. 56-18. And Nighthawks will win this one. But Natalie Hernandez has a huge smile on her face. The 5'2 junior. First year in the program, and that is her first points of the varsity season, I think. I'll have to look that up when I get home. 56-18, DeSales is going to head into the loser's bracket. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including planned maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Just got an update from the scores table that Yakima Nation Tribal, after three quarters, is leading Tico Rosalia 47-24. So it looks like it'll be the DeSales girls hosting Tico Rosalia on Friday. And so you always got to try to find the silver lining. And I wish I had a picture of the smile on Natalie Hernandez's face when she came over to the sideline after making that basket. And that happened because the Irish continued to play hard on defense. 56-18, and then Martinez and Roper collide. Oh, that's Brown out near half court. And Martinez knocked it away from Roper, and then they both chased the ball, and Martinez got there a little late. And that's her first personal. And so we've got also in the ball game is Ramadan for the Irish. They swing it around. And Natalie Michaels is also in the ball game. And there's a shot missed by Roper. Michaels knocks the rebound away, and it goes off of a Nighthawk out of bounds. That Nighthawk player is number 12, Leah Hunter, 5'4 senior. Also in for the Nighthawks is Karen Kreider, a 5'5 junior. In the corner, Ramadan, knocked away by Hanner. Hanner gets it to Brown. Brown into front court. Brown drills left to right, gets it to Kreider, and it goes off her hand and out of bounds. A lot of smiling players out there, the ones that don't get to play very much. And it's going to say it's off the sail, so inbound to Karen Kreider. Now gets it to Goik. Back to Kreider. Kreider loses the handle, and it gets it to Brown. Brown over to Hainer. Misses a shot. Rebound to Nighthawks, and then Brown loses it out of bounds. Trying to get the ball to Karen Kreider, the 5'5 junior. Couldn't quite do it, but she's got a big smile on her face playing in this varsity ball game in this Indy League tournament. But Martinez will fire three. It won't go. The running clock's going to run out. Well, Nighthawk faithful, very happy. They will advance in the winner's bracket. The Lady Irish will try to get healthy. They've had some positives to build on. We'll talk about that when we come back. But 56-18, Nighthawks with the win on the road here for the Irish in Oaksdale. They fall, Irish fall into the loser's bracket. We'll be back with the totals on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. Ball game is over. The Nighthawk girls win at 56-18. As we knew it was going to be a tough matchup. Oaksdale 16-2 on the year. The only team they've lost to all season long is Garfield Palouse in league play twice. And Garpal's girls are ranked number 2 in the state. Oaksdale ranked number 5. The Lady Irish, 11-9 on the season, had already lost the ball game by 30 at DeSales to Oaksdale. And then playing without their starting point guard, Teresa Holtzinger, home ill. And then Gretchen Farrar, one of their players who comes off the bench, also home ill. But for the first 2.5 minutes of the game, it was very competitive. There was no score. And then Braden Henley, the 5'10 senior, hit a 2-point field goal inside and then went outside the arc against the Irish zone and hit back to back to back. Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes. The floodgates were open. It was 20-1-3 at the end of the first quarter. The Nighthawks outscored the Irish 16-4 in the second quarter to lead 37-7 at the half. The Irish regrouped somewhat. Their effort level was solid all game long. Their ability to handle the pressure defense just couldn't do it. But DeSales scored 9 points in the third quarter, and it was actually, by the score by quarter, it was actually 5-5 in the third quarter with 2:38 to go in the third, and then here came those Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes again as the Nighthawks closed out the quarter, hitting 3 more of those. They would hit 10 for the game, 10 threes for the contest, and they end up outscoring the Irish 16-9 in the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter, it got to 56-12, which is a 52-12 at one point.
And that's when the running clock came into effect. So the end of the third quarter, then the fourth quarter went by fast. And the Irish end up losing 18-56 as each team made just one basket in the fourth quarter. But Braden Henley, still playing in that fourth quarter with the running clock, hit a Hank Warden Edward Jones three to finish off her night. We'll be back with scoring totals, and I'll update the league tournament bracket as best I can and let you know where the Irish girls will play next and let you know where the boys play tomorrow. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live to wrap things up. The Lady Irish lose at 56-18. And scoring totals for both teams for Heidi Perry's Oaksdale girls, who go to 17-2 in the division. And Coach Perry got all of her girls in the ball game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players. Six of them score points. Two for Evelyn Goik. Seven for Lila Check. Eight for Megan Kreider. Eight for Autumn Roper. And then two Nighthawks in double figures. 12 points for Gracie Perry, the 5'10 junior. Very good defensive player. She scored eight in the first quarter, including three free throws with one-tenth of a second on the clock, as the Irish made some mistakes there, fouling with one-tenth of a second. And then Braden Henley, the 5'10 senior, 19 points. She scored in every quarter. She scored her first basket of the game inside, and then after that, it was five Hank Warden Edward Jones threes and then one other two-point field goal. She leads all scorers with 19 points. For Nick Hazeltine's girls, he got all his girls in the ballgame. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 girls got in the ballgame. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them able to score points. Addison Mason had 1 point. 2 for Lindley Donnelly. 2 for Audrey Casso. And 2 points for Natalie Hernandez, a 5'10" junior. I'm pretty sure that's her first varsity points. I'll have to go home and look through all my score sheets from the whole season. And then 9 points for Peyton Benavides. 2 field goals in the second quarter, and then an impressive 5 of 6 effort from the free throw line in the third quarter, which the Irish's representable offensive quarter. They scored 9 points in that third quarter. The Sales, a respectable 6 of 10 free throw shooting, helped there by Benavides going 5 of 6 from the line. So that's the tale of the tape. Not much else to say about it. The Irish girls fall to 11-10. Let's look at the bracket. They have given a couple of updates here from other games. So Garfield Palouse's girls have won. They beat Sunnyside Christian. I don't have the score. And then DeSales girls, of course, losing. So Oaksdale is in the winner's bracket. And Tico Rosalia was defeated by Yakima Nation Tribal. So Yakima Nation Tribal versus Oaksdale in the winner's bracket Friday. So we do know the Lady Irish's location Friday. The Irish girls will play at home because they are the third seed team. And Tico Rosalia is a fourth seed team. So the Irish girls get a home game in the league tournament at DeSales at 6 p.m. on Friday. Now in the boys bracket, the Irish boys will host tomorrow. Thursday, they will play Pomeroy, the number three seed out of the Wheat Division. So postseason basketball is underway. Irish girls, a rough one here. Try to get healthy enough Friday to get all their players suited up, and they'll play a loser-out game against Tico Rosalia Friday. Thank you. Oh, okay. So we got the final. It's official, Yakima Nation Tribal over Tico Rosalia. Anyway, the boys tomorrow, 6 p.m. versus Pomeroy, and the Irish girls on Friday in a loser-out game against Tico Rosalia, both at DeSales. That's nice. Back-to-back games at DeSales. So until tomorrow, 6 p.m. tip-off from DeSales, DeSales boys versus Pomeroy. I'd like to thank you for listening on the way from up here in Oaksdale. Glad to drive up here in the Palouse this afternoon. It was a beautiful drive once we got out of the fog just outside of Dayton. Thanks always back at the studio. Julia does a great job there for the ball game. And please patronize all of our great sponsors. You've got to thank them, and that's the best way to do it. There are fees to broadcasting postseason games. And the farther you go, the more the fees are, and travel and lodging and things like that. So a lot of expenses. And without our sponsors, we wouldn't be able to get these games on the airwaves to you. With that, say thank you for listening. And until tomorrow with the Irish boys against Pomeroy at 6 p.m. at DeSales, this is Mike Spees saying God bless, and we'll send you back to the studios of 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.